This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, and I know sometimes Cal says, Fred, they know you're the host. I said, no, they don't. They don't know I'm the host. Hey, you know what? I want to show... We need to throw a few shout outs for some of our good affiliates. We've got a lot of good affiliates to play us, but we've got a few new ones. And KYAH, KHI. Is that how we got it?
KYAH.
540 AM in Utah. They're a talk station in Utah. All up and down the Wasatch Front, almost down near southern Utah, and all the way up to almost I believe they reach almost to Logan, Utah. Welcome. Thank you for taking us. I appreciate playing our wonderful Radio Law Talk, KPAY, 1290 AM in Chico. And let's just throw out KNNT, 98.5 FM, Battle Mountain. I'm just throwing some out. Also, thank you very much to, Armed Forces Radio Network that plays us on Wednesdays, 1 o'clock to 4 a.m. and 1 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. It repeats for those of you who are serving our country. And we do, again, we are politically neutral, but not when it comes to our troops. Thank you very much for sacrificing to keep America free. And even though it's not perfect, and even though, as I always say, the courts, people go, oh, well, the courts, this, courts are not perfect, the judges are not perfect, but it's the best one out there in the world. So
it may not be perfect, but it's the best place on earth so far. Just check your history. I think you'll probably agree. Oh, there's one other thing that we are very much not neutral about.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yes, thank you. Amargosa Valley, KPKK 101.1 FM, Amargosa Valley, and actually Crack and KBLF up in Redding, Red Bluff area. They were kind of our original, where we first started. They're one of the ones that originally played us. So is KI up in Auburn. That's one of our original ones. But there's a lot. I've gone through all of them. So, but anyway, this time we're gonna play Case or No Cases.
You didn't say KBDT.
KBDT in Dallas. Thank you. We also have... Well, should I mention Minnesota, too, or what? Well, KQSP, 1530 a.m. in Minnesota. So there's a whole bunch of them. I missed a ton of them. But we're still adding. It's frustrating, isn't it, Cal?
Man.
It's the most frustrating thing to – and we don't – we kind of do it ourselves. We have some help, but it's Cal and I and Denise and Todd kind of self-promote ourselves a little bit to push it out there. We're not – you don't have these big, huge, agencies.
Don't have a big firm doing it for us.
Yeah, and so maybe we should, but, you know, we just enjoy being who we are, and it's going to take hold like Utah. When Utah, they called us. Isn't that weird, huh, Cal?
Exactly right.
They called us and said, hey, we want to add you on, and sure enough, we hope it keeps going. Again, we do know of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 major cities in other states that have already told us they're putting us on, and we're going on probably month five of them saying that, and they still haven't done it yet, but they promise us.
From Chicago eastward, inclusive of the Windy City. So
we're already in, what, 6 states?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We promote ourselves, you know. I mean, I'm out there in the dark alleyways. Hey, kid. You want to listen to some
radio?
You want to listen to some entertaining radio? Look, I'll let you listen to my Spotify for free, but then I know you'll be coming.
Right.
And I pass out cards that say Cal and Seth, and if everybody says, why is your name not on there, Denise?
We could make some up for you.
No, we just want Cal, because you know what? We want them calling Cal and not messing with us.
You guys are too busy. Yeah,
right. You know, we should probably do a, Cal, we should also do a remote sometime. We did it one time, and we won't say where, what. But it was a disaster, I'll be honest with you. But we have
It was a lot of fun to do. And the work was good, but the technical side of it was
this
not
wasn't
very
there
well
yet
done.
Because we weren't up for it. Now I'll tell you what we can do our remotes, the Amargosa Valley.
we're
talking about the live remote, not my honeymoon, right?
I would love
it. It was
to
a lot of fun,
Amargosa
but the technical
Valley.
Aspect of it was a disaster.
Why would you equate that to your honeymoon?
Because of all the laughing and pointing, it was terrible.
The lights were dim. Oh my gosh! Was there video of that one?
No video.
Boys are weird. Yeah.
Let's go on. Let's roll case or no case, Cal. Get out of it. Let's end with that.
Let's do that, shall we?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay! All right, get out your legal pads, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time for us to play one of our favorite games.
Fred's going to win.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Here's the deal. I'm going to take you first, if I may now, to Torrance, California, where a customer at a Torrance, California Walmart has had enough. His name is Dimitri Bartolomus, and he camped out all Thanksgiving day and night until the store opened at 6 a.m. on Black Friday, November 24th, 2006. Mr. Bartolomus needed a computer for work, and Walmart had a new PC for just $199, and he said, that's perfect, I can afford that. So he got there early Thanksgiving morning, so early he was third in line.
He's getting one, then.
Yep, and he was loaded for bear. He chatted up the security guard who told him exactly in the store where this special end cap with the computers would be. He got all that handled, and then what happens? Well, the store opens at the proper hour, and there's a mad rush to, the computers and everything else in the Black Friday ad. And Dimitri was the first person to the special computer area by milliseconds. But what do you know?
Wrong area.
The super cheap computers were all gone.
What?
There were only three. The ad said limited quantity, and all three were gone. There were some other computers on sale at much higher prices that Dimitri couldn't afford. So he asked the clerk, how could this be? And over the din and confusion of the shoppers, the clerk replied, oh, well, the store manager bought two of them for his kids. He grabbed them the second the key hit the door, and he grabbed the third one for the FedEx driver who brought them in. What? Dimitri says he was brought into the store on Black Friday under false pretenses, and I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case, and I'm going to start with you, Ms. Dirks, if I may.
You may not.
Oh, yes, I may. So, what do you think?
Okay. Torrance, California, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Dimitri.
Dimitri Bartolomus.
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 You know what?
Yes.
I would say there is a restriction that the employees of a place cannot buy those special limited quantity black ad
Friday
things.
Black
it just
Friday
there's got to be some kind of a restriction. It's kind of like, you can't win a contest as an employee of your employer's contest or something like that. So I'm going to say, what would he sue for? He would sue Walmart for one of the computers and
But he wanted for false advertising, I would imagine, because they weren't really available. They just
technically they were until the door was unlocked.
Yeah.
But it was bought by the store manager. Yeah. I'm going to say no case.
What? You think it's fake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. Mr. Kunin, what is your thought on this?
My thought on this is thinking. So, yes.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of time.
I know, we don't have a whole lot of time, but here's what I'm going to do here. I am going to say that this is a case, and I'm going to say that he prevails because of the false advertising. The FedEx driver wasn't there to get it, so he shouldn't have gotten it. And the manager of the store is an agent of the store, and if he bought it, then it truly was the store withholding it because he's acting in the purview of the store. So he sues for specific performance. He gets a computer.
We're going to be right back after this, and I'm going to tell you what I think. Go to hashtag Radio Law Talk.
Hashtag case or no case, or call us at 855-529-7234.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information.
Jason Rossbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY Lawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to Letty & Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So, Kel, I think you were about ready to go to me on the case or no case.
Yes, case or no case, where a guy goes into a Walmart on a Black Friday. By the way, a new article just out. The reason I researched on this topic is there was a new article out in the one of the retailer trades that says that Black Fridays have gone the way of the cassette tape and the CD. So they're just basically people get all this stuff online for Black Fridays, and Black Fridays are becoming passe, except for Target and Walmart. There are three stores that are really big into them and do well by them, but all the other ones, JCPenney, all those, not so much.
Wow, that's
really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's how society's changing. It's just, as weird as it sounds, it's... There's some the big malls, the mega malls.
Those big malls are just not doing that.
The older
well.
Ones that when I used to go to, they're struggling, Cal. I think they're going to be going by the wayside. You know?
I wouldn't be surprised. Why? First off, why invest and put on all the brick and mortar when you don't need it? Look at banks. Why build banks anymore?
There was a bank. Someone was telling me they were at a bank. It was back east or in the Midwest somewhere. That it was one of the old-fashioned banks. I think it was a Wells Fargo or it was one of the big banks that they showed up to. And it was still in the original, and there was like four tellers, and it was like a 20,000 square foot. I don't know, some massive building that was the original building, probably from the 50s or the 60s they had. And they said it was just interesting to see only a few tellers.
It has changed.
The two things that are keeping the brick and mortar stores alive are this: one, logistics, the ability to say, I want this, and I can go out and get it right now.
Right.
Because if you buy online, it has to be delivered.
Right.
All right. And then the second thing is the ability to pay in cash.
I agree with that,
and
too.
And that's the only thing you can't do. I am waiting for some company to come out with a device that you can put that's like a lockbox that you can put in the house or in a neighborhood or whatever, that you can go and deposit cash in that will allow you to make cash purchases at your house, and then it's collected by...
like an ATM.
Like the red box.
Or like when you check yourself out at a store these days where you just feed your cash in and, you know...
Why would you pay cash when you... If you're smart, again, I'm not getting into these people who talk on the radio, why wouldn't you use your credit card? And there's anti-credit card people. And if you pay it off every month, you get points. And you get money back.
Well, Fred, a whole lot of people can't even get a checking account.
Or a debit card, for that matter.
Or a debit card.
And you're also dealing with a large... I'm telling you, the first person or the first company that's able to do this safely to protect their assets, you're talking about a huge industry with kids. Being able to make purchases, $5 here, $10 there, be able to put coins in to make purchases on the internet. They can't get the cards. They don't care about points.
Right.
And they're a 13-year-old kid. You know?
Right.
But
right.
If they figure out a way that a person can pay cash in their own home, however they do it, that's going to overcome a huge hurdle. And it's going to be detrimental.
If cash is still around in 10, 20 years.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
now that we've defined and we've given
so
Mr.
So now the question is, did Mr. What's his name? Hold on a second. Did Mr. Bartolomus have a case against Walmart, Fred?
Yeah, okay, the answer is yes, it is a case, and I believe he wins under false advertising. That's the FTC. The false advertising is you cannot, as a company or a business, falsely advertise or deceive individuals or customers by misleading them in any way, or in a way that's deceptive in some way. I say this was deceptive. I think it was misleading, and I think they lose. So the answer is yes, it's a case, and Walmart loses.
So Denise says no case. Todd says...
I say it's basically the same thing Fred says. It's a case. Walmart loses. The guy gets it.
Gets his computer.
I think that Denise is probably right because it's so intelligent.
The only reason why I would say Denise is right is because of your foe trying to figure out what the name of the guy was.
I forgot.
Well, no. There's one thing I'm going to say, and you guys can't change your
okay.
phone.
All right, all right.
What he said was he read an article about brick and mortar stores.
Yeah. And so I think
all right, we got some time here.
Okay, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Give Denise your points. I think Denise, I think you're right.
For those of you who say it was not a case, may I see? Oh, that's Denise.
Oh, Denise. Oh, she smoked us. I knew that was too good of a case, Cal.
Well,
she tricked us.
It was based on a true story. The names have been changed, and no lawsuit was filed that I could find. But in the piece that I read about this, the store managers and delivery drivers, according to Walmart's position at the time, which they, I believe, have since changed, is that They're customers too.
What's a case then?
It's a case.
That's a case.
No, it was just an article on a guy who, you know.
Wait a minute, Tom. That is a case.
I promise you, no case was filed.
No case was filed.
Todd, you and I disagree with that, don't we? That was a case.
It was,
but they didn't.
It was a good story, but
I think it's time to call the winner of Lemon Bars.
Okay,
we're going to 100.
Well, either that or until Christmas time. Donna's the one who's got to decide that. I'll have her.
Okay.
She'll text me and tell me when she's
all right, good one, Denise. You're smoking us. Colorado couple. Talk about the Colorado couple. Let's get on to the Colorado couple. This is interesting. So a Colorado couple, we were talking about marijuana in hour two, about there's four different states that there's marijuana on the ballots. But there's a Colorado couple. Again, those of you who know that Colorado's been both legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes and for recreational.
So what state was this in?
Colorado.
And it was a couple?
No.
It's a Colorado couple. Okay.
No, it's a couple that was Colorado, not Colorado couple.
A Colorado couple?
Yeah, it's a CC.
A couple of Colorado.
A CC.
Keep going.
So anyway, long story short, is they bring a lawsuit saying their property values have diminished due to this medical marijuana or marijuana growing.
Right. It was like a big facility, and there was smells that came out of that facility because it was a growing operation. And they felt that it was lowering the value of their property. And their property was really quite valuable.
I had a neighbor that was growing two, maybe three marijuana plants, and I could smell that marijuana from the plant in every part of my house. It permeated everything. It smelled terrible. I can't imagine what it would be like to have a huge growth.
It's like a skunk plant.
The bad news for them is the court just threw it out. They wanted to shut down the state's $800 million marijuana industry. And I tell you right now, a federal jury in Denver has ruled against them.
Yeah.
And the couple finding the neighborhood marijuana grow operator did not hurt their property value. There you go. So those of you who are trying to think of suing in Colorado because your property value diminished, too late. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk more about a couple of things, Denise. What are we going to talk about?
Stuff.
Stick around and find out.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Thank you. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Washington Post Fact Checker keeps track of misleading and false statements made by politicians and presidents. Columnist Glenn Kessler says President Trump is not the only president who has given false or misleading statements.
We've had the Fact Checker for 11 years now, so we obviously did fact check President Obama, and he earned lots of four Pinocchio ratings.
Kessler says in the first 9 months of his presidency, Donald Trump made 1,318 false or misleading claims, an average of five a day. But in the 7 weeks leading up to the midterm elections, the president made an average of 30 a day. Campaigning in Florida is on hold for now after a gunman opened fire on a class practicing hot yoga, killing two and wounding five others before turning the gun on himself. The two people slain were an FSU student and faculty member. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Is this real life?
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
So during the break, Todd and Denise were opining on how they would have brought this lawsuit in Colorado about the marijuana plantation.
Let's give a little bit of background. This was the very first time a jury considered a lawsuit using the federal anti-racketeering law to target a marijuana company. And this strategy is being used in other lawsuits against the marijuana businesses in California, Massachusetts, and Oregon. So other states already have cases that are here. And what Todd and I were talking about is that the federal anti-racketeering law, it requires a finding that is criminal enterprise. And that's
which
what I think.
Federally it is.
Well, federally, but statewide it's not.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So the idea here that we were talking about is sometimes you hear these lawsuits, and when you read the news clippings, when you read the press, you think, okay, this couple wants, this couple sued because they didn't like the – they felt the property value was going to go down, and they lost. And so then everybody that reads this thinks, well, all right, so you're never going to be able to make a claim that your property value declines because of somebody growing marijuana close to you. What they don't realize is what was actually filed in the lawsuit. They lost because the jury didn't believe the racketeering claim. What they didn't file was the – diminution of value to the home, public nuisance, all of the other things that you would find. Look, if you have a house and somebody opens up a cattle farm and the smell is overwhelming, guess what? You can sue because of the offense to your olfactory senses, as long as you're not as long as you're not cooking marina sauce, you know, you can sue to do that. That's not the basis of the suit they brought here.
If you have a house with a view, which this house apparently had an amazing view, if you have a house with a view and somebody in front of you builds up and blocks your view, you can sue for that.
That's right.
So that's a way that it does diminish the value of your property.
So you guys are saying you should have brought a state case.
I think they would have done a lot better in having the state case. If they wanted to be in federal court, I get the federal question that they did it. I think they actually forum shopped and wanted to bring it in federal court because they thought because it's a crime under federal law, they're going to win this suit. That's what I personally believe. But they could have joined state causes with that federal question, and they would have done a lot better. Now, who knows whether or not they have a cause of action under the state laws anymore because the statute of limitations may have run.
It may have run, although on a nuisance claim like this, if the nuisance is ongoing, don't you have a new cause of action every morning when you wake up and smell the smell from the from the marijuana farm?
Yeah.
So maybe it's ongoing. I guess the question I would have is, so in criminal law, this is an interesting note here, and you guys answered, I don't know the answer to this civilly, but in criminal law, Denise, if I, as a prosecutor, and I'm charging you with, say, possession of methamphetamine, just something, and I also know that you have a DUI, and I know about that, I have an
introducing the Granite Rock Pan.
That's okay.
And suing you for infringement on Granite Rock pants.
I'm trying to find something, and obviously I found the wrong thing.
If I know of the DUI case, I have an obligation to bring all of those cases at the same time. I can't prosecute you for one thing, knowing that I got something else in my jurisdiction, and then if you're acquitted on that, well, that's fine. Now I'm going to prosecute you for this and keep you going.
There is, in civil, the same type.
Okay.
It's like a mandatory claim that has to be joined in with the main claim.
So the question I have is... My question I have in this case is, if you sue in federal court for a federal claim of racketeering, do you have to necessarily include in that lawsuit your state claims? Because if you don't, this couple may still be able to pursue their state claim.
And that's true.
I don't know.
I don't either. But it's the same facts, the same parties, and that's when it becomes a compulsory. Is it compulsory?
Compulsory.
So, yeah. Okay.
You're getting all back to law school stuff. It's the third hour toward the end. I don't know the answer to that. Let's go on to – let's talk about children's climate lawsuit really quick.
Okay, just really quick. We had covered this before. I'm not going to go too much. But there is a class action of children that are suing the United States government for failing to protect the climate.
The children
and from climate change.
Right.
So because of all the changes in the laws that took back the climate control stuff, and now it's deregulated and all that stuff's going on, they're claiming that their future is being harmed by the climate. And it was a really interesting case that was brought in Oregon. And
Cal found his
music. U.S. District Court in Oregon.
Yeah, there you go, Cal.
Finally found what I was looking for.
What is it?
The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies.
There you go. I love this song, Cal.
And that goes right along with your climate
control.
That's right.
So this one was called Juliana versus the United States, and it was going in Oregon.
Take a picture of me.
It was going in Oregon, and it was stayed by the United States Supreme Court, and this is very unusual. It does not happen very often at all, if at all. And that was because the U.S. government said it's going to cost way too much money to try to defend against this case. The U.S. Supreme Court stated they just lifted the stay, and it's going back to the Oregon court, and it's likely to reach into the Ninth Circuit.
So they basically said you can bring this.
They're saying that they can bring it. They're not saying that it's a legitimate case.
Yeah, or you win.
But you got to go through the process now, United States government,
clearly, and
defend against the suit.
Clearly somebody on the Supreme Court was of the opinion that I believe the children are the future. Teach them well. Let them lead the way.
Oh, geez.
Show
what
them all the beauty they possess inside. Teach. Give them a sense of pride.
This is Kavanaugh's best.
Look, all I know is I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as
five. What song is that? That's driving
because the greatest love of
all the air
happening
that I
inside
breathe.
Whitney Houston.
No.
Because the greatest love of all is happening to me.
Wait a minute.
One thing for sure, Todd's pain meds just kicked in.
Yes,
that's exactly. Put that up.
There we go.
That's it. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm tweeting this out.
Sing it, Whitney. Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I decided long ago.
Forgive me, guys, for trying to talk about the law. That's all I can say.
Sing it, Whitney.
The children of
you. Oh, yeah, do it.
Teach them well and let them lead.
All right, I'm tweeting out.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Oh, keep it going. Keep it going, Cal.
Give them a thrill surprise.
Oh, he knows the song.
We're going to get a seat to your
like,
letter.
Sounds like Cher.
Give
me a thrill surprise.
If I could turn back time.
Okay.
Good. I'm in the middle of tweeting. I can't go back and do anything. So I'm tweeting this stuff. Oh my gosh! Let's talk about. Here's another interesting class action we got to talk about. And I want to actually. I wish we could end with this, but because this is an interesting one. Denise, Procter & Gamble has a class action lawsuit against them about wipes. Again, wipes are clogging up the toilets. So there's a class action lawsuit brought against them for causing damages from their wipes.
Right. These are no just normal wipes. These are $30 a box wipes because they're being advertised and promoted as being flushable
wipes. Hey. It happens.
and it is the reason why the wipes need to flush.
But they said the same thing about Pampers or whatever when they were like those. They said that paper diapers were flushable when
they
first came
out. Oh, my mom used
out.
To flush them all the time. But the problem is she realized, wait a minute, that's cloth. That's not going to go down there.
No, not
remember the
guys.
Day when they used to do the flush? Let me talk to you about flushing stuff. Remember the days back when they had the non-paper diapers to
yes,
tell?
That's what I'm talking
and,
about.
And I'm telling you, and ready, those of you, please, if you have children listening, turn the radio down, and if you get grossed out, turn the radio down. Because don't you remember the day when they change the diapers, they take the clothespin off, and mom would take the diaper with the inside of it and put it in the toilet and then just flush it around, move it around, and everything would fall out, and then she'd hit the flush toilet. And then she'd go, put them in the washer and dryer.
I have a story.
Wait a minute.
I have a story.
She'd put it in the washer with your pants and your shirt.
That was back when you could wash with hot water.
Now, come on. I'm
telling
you.
Because the washer sanitizes everything.
We lived in a house. We had eight children. And we had one bathroom. And we had a child that, of course, was in cloth diapers. And I actually didn't want to wash out that diaper, and I didn't want to take the time, so I let that diaper accidentally flush down the toilet.
Oh, no.
And I plugged up the toilet.
You
not just the toilet. I plugged up the whole thing. My parents had... They were pretty mad when they found that diaper.
I got a list of things that we plug up the toilet with that are common. We'll catch that.
Okay,
when we come
I'll take the plunge.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. The Procter & Gamble lawsuit for wipes. And then Todd's going to talk about taking the plunge and finding out what are the most ridiculous things being flushed down the toilet. We'll be right back.
Hey, stay with us.
If that doesn't make you stay tuned, nothing will.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Denise, take us round the block on the class action Procter & Gamble lawsuit to tee up Todd's most interesting tidbit that we're going to
Okay, so they were selling these flushable wipes for $30 a package. For 480 flushable wipes. And the other ones that are not flushable, they're like $13.49 for the same amount. So right after Miss Allen, her name's LaQuanda Allen, she's the one of the class action heads, right?
She's the plaintiff.
Right. And so what happened then is that right after she started using these, her toilet backed up and the whole septic system clogged up. So she had to completely get the septic system cleaned out. And they found that it was these flushable wipes. And so then the case goes forward, and on November 1st...
It becomes a class action.
It was a class action suit, and on November 1st, Procter & Gamble finally decided to settle this suit. And the settlement terms are as follows. They have to refund the household up to $30 each.
Each household.
And in each household in the class action. And then they have to pay up to $2.15 million in attorney fees and costs to resolve the certified class action.
$2.15 million.
That's right. So you know who got the best of this stinky deal?
is the lawyers.
Yes. I'm sorry, Todd.
Yes, it's the lawyers. Well, they actually had to – okay, all right, you're going to go there. They actually had to bring in an expert to review Procter & Gamble's books. And because it was an expert on Procter, they called him a proctorologist.
And he said, honey, I feel flushed.
I feel flushed.
Oh.
That's why this is the last segment of our third hour.
Okay, all right. So here are some common things that will clog toilets, not just flushable wipes. This is a PSA on the part of Radio Law Talk to let you know what you should, or more importantly, what you should not be flushing down the toilet. Dental floss. Dental floss.
Now, how would that?
It doesn't break down, first of all. Secondly, if you flush it down, it's going to make itself into a little ball that doesn't break down. And if you keep flushing dental floss down and it doesn't go through, it gets stuck on the side of a pipe, it's just going to act as a drag and collect everything else.
Kind of like the stuff in your arteries.
Or coagulate.
Think about this. You ever seen fishing line really get tangled up on the bank of a beach or something like that? That's what's going to happen in your toilet. Feminine products, we've covered that. Q-tips.
Those of you who can't see this, I'm raising my hand.
Fred is a violator of Q-tips.
Q-tips are not.
I didn't know.
Because
that.
They lodge sideways. Another one, and I could see this maybe being a common mistake, but because it looks like something disposable, but dryer sheets. You know, the little dryers, this cling-free dryer sheets?
Why would you put that down your toilet?
Because it's next to
your laundry room?
If it's on the ground, you don't reel. After a used dryer sheet can look as thin as a Kleenex or something like that. Interesting tip for dryer sheets, though. If you ever find yourself out camping and want to ward off mosquitoes, put a couple dryer sheets in your belt loops. The mosquitoes can't stand
it. If you just rub them on your skin, too, yep. That works good.
Cigarette butts, Band-Aids, paper towels.
Cigarette butts. Wait, how does cigarette butts get caught in a toilet?
Because...
Cal knows.
Back
Cal.
In the smoking days, you'd go into a men's public restroom, and they'd be in the urinals, for heaven's sake. I mean, just people...
But
just,
how does that,
they,
though,
they
get
just
clogged
flick,
up?
They flick... Oh, because they gather their filters, so when they get wet, they expand.
That's right.
It's because they expand. Got it.
Same principle for feminine products.
Yeah.
So, yes, they expand, and that's what clogs up the pipes,
and I did the diaper, so I know that did it.
Okay. Pharmaceuticals and vitamins, because they don't necessarily break down quickly in water, and they can create stuff here. Although, if you flush a lot of pharmaceuticals down and it goes straight to a water source, you might have an influx of fish that want to hang out next to the hydrocodone family.
Yeah, actually, our water supply has a certain amount of pharmaceuticals in it.
Yes. What is that? Oh, we...
Now, what about the pharmaceuticals that are not, registered with, the drug agencies,
Yeah, I know. You get a bunch of addicted fish that are coming back. Yeah, hey, when are you going to flush that toilet again? Come on, I'm jonesing down here.
So when the cops knock on the door, right?
Those are common items. Here are some uncommon items that plumbers have found.
All right, here we go.
Hold,
those of you listening out there, just get ready, sit back, and zip.
Number one on the list, and I have no idea how this happened.
No, don't go to number one. Go to 10 and go back.
Well, I don't think that these are in any order of weirdness.
Okay.
First thing I have here is a squirrel. A squirrel was found inside of a drain, and that was clogging it. I saw a picture the other day on the internet of a snake that had come up through the toilet.
That's
I'm telling you, I would move. I would move out of that house.
How does a snake come up?
It was in Australia.
Well, it probably went down the main pipes, right? Down the main.
Could have been.
Or somebody was disposing of a baby snake and down it went and it grew up in there and came back.
This goes back to, I wonder if Colorado has seen an influx of this, bags of marijuana.
Yeah.
Well, that's my question. When you flush stuff, when the cops knock on the door, whoosh, down it goes. Right?
That's right.
What you did, Cal?
One plumber said he found a $10,000 bracelet flushed down.
The question is, did he disclose that to the owner?
Yeah.
Honey,
now,
you wanted to do this or that?
A lot of these are things that they find out, and it comes to find out that the owners of the home had little children. And the kids would flush something down the toilet, like the bracelet, stuff like
toy.
That.
Mm-hmm.
A set of false teeth has been found in the toilet bowl.
I don't think those are usable anymore.
No, bleach them and put them back in. It's all good.
A brand new iPhone 5S in the packaging was found flushed down the toilet.
What is that?
iPhone 5S.
Oh, iPhone.
Yes. In the packaging was found flushed down a toilet. Let's see.
Wow.
Lions, tigers, and bears. These are the little foam animals. Again, this gets back to kids just flushing stuff down the toilet. Because think about it. To a two-year-old, that's fascinating.
Sure.
All right. medical syringes. Medical syringes found flushed down the toilet. Now, here's something interesting. You know, we talked about, you know, plumbers and all that. You know, just a little anecdotal story here. I graduated high school with somebody that I went to college and went that route, and he went immediately into the family business.
That is anecdotal.
Well, it was plumbing.
It is.
Right? 10-year reunion. I'm still in school, finishing up law school. He's driving up in a brand-new Porsche, probably pulling in $200,000, $300,000 a year. And I was like, Mitch, how did you know to go into plumbing? And this was the advice he said he got from his dad. Fred, you've talked about your dad's advice. This was the advice he got from his dad, who owned the plumbing company. He said, son, just remember, no matter how rich they are, they all got to poop. They're all going to need plumbers.
And what's the old joke? When Fred's speaking at a convention and plumbing breaks, a plumber comes up and, you know, the plumber charges him and Fred says, that's too much. And Fred says, the plumber looks at Fred and says, yeah, I used to be a lawyer too, but now I make real money.
If you don't want to pay the bill, sir, I can always put it back. So,
okay, so I have something to ask because we didn't ever announce this. What's the score on Case or No Case?
Oh, don't bring it up now. We got 2 minutes. I got some important stuff to bring up.
I got a fact check.
Okay,
before.
Just so you know, in London.
Fred, 79. Denise, 79. Todd, 76.
I'm 81.
Yeah. Listen.
I'm 81. Okay. My last 2 points.
Here we go. The most important thing. You guys talk about toilets. Now I'm going to talk about what's been found in sewers going down the toilets. 15 tons of fat were discovered blocking the sewer lines in London. 15 tons of fat.
Is that like bacon grease fat?
I don't know. And I'll tell you right now. But the weirdest one ever found, guess what it was? Back in Fiji, they found a cow in the sewer. And it must have fallen down a manhole or someone. They think someone must have lifted a manhole, but that someone heard a cow mooing. And it was down in the sewer, walking around the sewer. In the manhole.
I've heard of beer fed beef, but
I think I'm going to become a vegetarian.
Well, we ended it. We're going to end it on that. Those of you who listened, had 3 hours of listening to us, thank you for listening to us. Todd, Denise, and I appreciate your time. Cal, thanks for being our producer and putting up with us.
Anytime.
Next week, join us live, 9 to noon, on most stations. We're syndicated nationwide. And if you're listening on the internet, go tell your local station to pick us up. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Thank you for joining us. Email us at info@radiolawtalk if you have any questions. See you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.